When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We go with another Short Shifts episode. 10 minutes are on the clock. I got Jeffrey Jehu Lovecchio. Should he choose to accept this challenge? Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
He's ready. Okay. I want to talk about centers taking faceoffs. Little tips of the trade, little tricks. Like, what are some things that can help you win draws as a center? I feel like we've talked about faceoffs from like a team perspective, but we have not talked about faceoffs for the centers out there that are trying to win the draws. So, Jeffrey, Jehu, Jobin, go.
I love that. Okay, first and foremost, I was a winger 98 to 99% of my career, but I did take faceoffs because I penalty killed a lot. And I did play center in the AHL a little bit and maybe in Europe for a little bit. But at the higher levels, number one, you have to practice every day. Like there are a couple guys that I've heard are amazing at faceoffs that don't really practice, but that's like one in a billion. All the guys that I know who are really good at faceoffs practice faceoffs. Just like you want to have a really good 1T on the PP. Yeah, everybody wants that. Practicing faceoffs often, more practice, more reps, more learning, more tip to the trade. It's a lot about your own body mechanics and leverage and how you stand. Getting low usually helps most guys, like feet wide, hips low. So you have a low center of gravity and you have more power. The higher up you are, or you're at a more obtuse hip angle from foot, hip to head. And yeah, obtuse, baby. Yeah, if it's in the gym, I know what I'm talking about.
Wow.
And you will have less leverage to push down onto the opponent's stick, the ice, whatever, which makes you more stable to pull back against a resisted force a la the opponent's stick. So like body positioning, super important. That is practice, being able to get low in your hips. Now, I will say at the pro level, a big part of it is also like knowing who you're going against. Like all game long, like, oh, I haven't been doing great against number 45, and he's beaten me clean, so I need to tie him up. Or every time he ties me up, he wins because he does this. Like, knowing why you're losing and why you're winning is very, very important at all levels, but at the junior college pro, that's when guys really start to pay attention to those things. So if you're a younger player or a coach, start instilling that kind of mindset in your younger players sooner. Because if you can win faceoffs consistently, you get a billion more chances to get on the ice when the game matters. Because coach, even if you're a bad player, if you're ripping 75% in the faceoff circle, you're going to be out there at the end of the game because we need you to win that faceoff, Johnny. So, Johnny, start practicing faceoffs before practice, after practice. Watch video of your opponents. Watch video of yourself. I'll also say this, too. Get on the same page as your wingers. If you're losing it, you should always be on the same page as wingers. But if you're playing against a team and you're getting smoked in the faceoff circle and you know it, tell your wingers, hey, I'm going to start tying his stick up. I need you to be the first one in. I'm going to start shielding this way because I'm seeing that if I turn left, I'm going to be able to hold the puck in this spot longer. So right winger, I need you to drive in here hard and poke it back to the D. Like, let's tag team this mofo. You know what I'm saying? Like learn those details. Think at a higher level. Don't just think checkers, take the draw. Think chess. What has happened today? How am I doing today? Where's my confidence? Where's this ref dropping the puck? Is he dropping it up high? Is he dropping it down low? Is he dropping it right on the dot, close to his feet, out far and from his hand? You know, what's the other guys doing on the team? What are their tendencies? These are all higher level things that when you get to pro hockey, this becomes very, very, very important.
100%. Well, even in youth hockey, one thing I'll add on there, like as the center, make sure that everybody's ready before you go take your draw. Like, how often do you see that in youth hockey?
Yep.
Like,
yep.
Centers like already in and taking the draw, and then the ref drops the puck, and like the D like aren't even to their blue line yet, or something like that. I think that's important. I want to reiterate as a coach what Jeff just said. The better you are at faceoffs, the more ice time you're going to get. I guarantee you. Like, if you're better at faceoffs, you will be on the ice. And you even said it in important situations, but I'm talking about all the time. All the time. At the end of the day, there in an NHL game, there's usually between 50 and 60 faceoffs in an NHL game. That's 50 to 60 times when there's an opportunity to get possession of the puck. And possession of the puck is gold. That's what all the analytic, like you talk about coach, what do they talk the most about today? It's puck possession, puck possession, puck possession, puck possession. Faceoffs are the first time to do that. So if you're a center that wins a lot of draws, like you're going to get more ice time, because in the offensive zone, it's an opportunity to attack and potentially score a goal. In the defensive zone, it's an opportunity to win the draw. So the other team can't do that, because if they win it, then they get an opportunity in your zone to have possession and potentially score a goal. So like there are players in the NHL right now, obviously they're good, they're talented, they're skilled, all that kind of stuff. But the reason they're in the NHL is because they can win faceoffs at the end of the day. Like that's a fact. 100%. That is a fact.
Look at Paul Stastny. You know, he's been on the podcast a ton.
He's so good.
He's probably listening to this episode right now. He listens to like all our episodes. What a beauty. Cause he just loves thinking of ways to get better at hockey. We did that episode about who scores more goals. Would you rather be a righty or lefty? He's texting me about that. Oh, I talk about this. Match a righty. I'd rather be a righty, but I'd rather lefty, you know, like all this stuff. And like nerding out, dude, this is the guy had an unbelievable NHL career. A big part of that was cause he was nasty on faceoffs.
Yeah.
He was nasty on faceoffs. You knew.
And if you're go ahead.
You just knew if you're going out there with them, like we're going to start this face off with the puck. So you can like plan offense more often than not, because you have such a reliable guy in the face off circle.
For sure. And we always talk about all the time, like everybody's typically, or not everybody, but people who are typically the best players on their team at some point are not going to be the best players on their team as they go up through whatever. And sometimes your role is going to have to change in a lineup. And you might have been a first liner for forever. And then all of a sudden you get to junior hockey or you get to college hockey, you're asked to play a third or fourth line role. And if you're somebody that can win faceoffs, like a coach will potentially put you out there for a PK draw. Like, and you see it all the time. Like if you watch a high level hockey game, particularly even on like the penalty kill, like watch the center. If they win the draw and they ice it right away, how many times the center will get off the ice? That person's out there solely to win the draw, and then they get off and then somebody else goes on and they can penalty kill if they do lose it. But like, it's important. There are teams in the NHL in 3-on-3 overtime that put a defensive guy out there to take the first draw, because in 3-on-3 overtime, the faceoff is so important. It's so incredibly important. So again, you'll see it, like they'll take the draw and then they'll get right off the ice and Patrick Kane will come on the ice, or somebody else that's like not that great defensively, you know? So yes, like taking draws will give you more opportunity to play, particularly as you get to the higher levels. Now, the question I asked, and we have 2 minutes left. I'm a big believer that a faceoff is won or lost before you even take the draw. So your confidence level as a center going in is huge. It's absolutely huge. And we've all been part of games. I played a lot of center. I took a lot of draws. Like, there are guys that like, you're like, I'm going to get this guy every time, you know, like, and then there are guys where it's like, I can't figure out a way to beat this guy. It's a mental battle. And so just like we talk about with habits and like being ready and prepared, I'm a big guy on routines before draws. So like whatever it is you have to do to get your mind ready to take that draw, it's kind of like putting a baby to bed for all the parents out there, right? Like you have a bedtime routine. So you read them books and then you sing them songs so they know that it's bedtime, their body is ready, that, okay, it's my time to fall asleep. Same thing with a draw. Whatever it is that you have to do to get ready. So for me, I always talked to whatever defenseman it is that I was trying to win the draw back to. I'd say, hey, it's coming back to you. I'd tap my stick on the ice twice. I'd tap my shin pads, and then I'm ready to go. So like have a routine, and it doesn't have to be mine, but have a routine before that. What you said at the beginning, be low, that's really important. Be really low. Like the lower you are, the lower your center of gravity, and this is Vex, you in the gym, like the more power you're going to have in your draw. for me, I always wanted to beat the guy to the spot on the dot first. So I was all about quickness. Like, I was not a big guy. I wasn't going to outmuscle people. So I didn't do a lot of tying people up or anything like that. But I felt like if I beat the other person's stick to the center of the dot first, I was going to win the draw. So a lot of it is, and this is stuff that you can do. Like you talked about practice, like obviously like taking draws against teammates, important, even coach dropping the puck, like, you know, 10 in a row and you just trying to win it back is important. But you can just do hand-eye coordination drills, right? Like hand-eye coordination drills. There's one that I've seen you do, or I've seen somebody do. There's 10 seconds. We're going past it. I don't care. This stuff's important. where it's like somebody's holding a tennis ball and then they drop the tennis ball and then you have to catch it before it hits the ground type stuff. Like that can help you with your face-offs. So like I'm a big believer in quickness, hand-eye coordination. Other guys out there who are bigger, stronger, meatier, they might be tying a guy up, right? Tie a guy up and tell your wingers, hey, I'm tying him up, come get it. Or tie a guy up, use your feet to kick it back to your defenseman, whatever it may be. But I was always a big believer in have a routine and beat the guy to the set with your stick to the center of the face-off dot. And a lot of times, refs, they actually drop the puck like closer to their toes, you know? Like they're especially at the higher levels, they're dropping it closer to their toes. So you might even want to cheat to that. And the other thing is, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. If you're not cheating on draws, you're not trying. So what's the worst the ref can do if your feet are in an advantageous position, but they're not in those little hash marky things? He's going to tell you to put your feet in the hash marky things. And that's about it. So like get a lower center of gravity, get your feet to where you want them, where you feel like you have the best chance to have leverage on that draw. And like, I'm a big believer in that too. Like if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
I love it. Have to.
Does that make sense? I also love, I think this is important. Like I think centers in practice should try to take draws on both, like winning them back to your forehand and your backhand, particularly when the ref is on like the other side. You have the ability to win it to your forehand. I always like, I'm a lefty. So if the ref was on my right side, I was still trying to win it back on my backhand.
Oh, really?
Away from the ref. Yeah, which a lot of people
through your feet?
No, or not through my feet. It just literally trying to win it back
Would you shade over towards his body absolutely. As much as you could? Yeah.
Absolutely. If you're not cheating, you're not trying. So now there's other people who are more comfortable in winning draws to their forehand side. So if you're a righty, if the ref is on your left, if you're a lefty, if the ref is on your right. But I always felt because I was winning draws with quickness that as a lefty going to your right and trying to win it back to the right D, it took a lot more time to like on your forehand, kind of like make that swoosh to win it back as opposed to like the backhand where it's just like, boing. Went in back. I don't know if that makes any sense, but
no, yeah.
So I don't know. Like, I like to win it on my backhand when the ref's on both sides.
Gotcha.
All right, time's up. Share the show.